Over the last 10 to 15 years, Grand Avenue has become a center of arts and culture in the city, but many would argue that it maintains a distinct difference from its counterpart, Roosevelt Row. And here with me to talk about that is KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Steve.
So what is happening on Grand Avenue?
Well, the part of Grand we're talking about is roughly from 7th Avenue to 19th Avenue. And most recently, Bragg's Factory Diner, which was a vegan restaurant, just closed down. And it was announced that Barrio Cafe, which is a pretty well-known, high-end, locally-owned Mexican restaurant, will be opening a second location there. And then you also might remember the Containers on Grand project, which are these shipping containers that were converted to apartments. Those are also going to be opening soon. So there was also an article in the New Times recently that makes the observation that Roosevelt Row has taken kind of a different trajectory than Grand Avenue. It's become a place that is recognized as trendy, and it's this urban core, and Grand Avenue is a little bit less developed. So I talked about this with Beatrice Moore. She's a really driving force on Grand Avenue, and she and her partner own several buildings, including the Bragg's Factory Diner building that will soon be occupied by Barrio Cafe. She actually said that there's an advantage to not being the next trendy part of town.
I don't want to be the next hotspot. I don't think that's a good thing to be the next hotspot, because basically that attracts the wrong people who want to make money off of your neighborhood. So sometimes it's okay to be like the unpopular kid. It's just like when you're in high school. Sometimes if you're the popular kid, you have to sort of give up some of your own ethics and your own who you are. And I think sometimes you just have to sit back and you have to go, you know what, it's okay not to be the next hot spot. As a matter of fact, you don't want to be the next hot spot, but we want to still be here in another 10, 15, 20 years and be a cohesive, healthy neighborhood that reflects diverse values and diverse, you know, economics and welcoming to lots of different kinds of people.
I think a lot about Grand Avenue and how 10 or 20 years ago, for a long time, that area was considered not particularly safe, and there weren't always a lot of interesting, creative, artistic things happening at night. And now it seems like there's so much more of that. But in an effort to have those things, the area has to maintain a certain kind of character. And so I sort of wonder how you can have lots of vibrancy and lots of businesses without it sort of turning into something that feels sterile.
Well, there is a very fine line between once you clean up neighborhoods, then sometimes it attracts the wrong element. And to me, that wrong element are people who just want to come and speculate on the property and they want to make a lot of money there. A lot of times they don't live there. But I think to have a healthy neighborhood that can survive some of the gentrification issues, and maybe it's not possible, I don't know, you can try for that sort of diversity in a neighborhood. But that means embracing lots of different things, including homeless, including social service agencies, including a mix of economic strata. If you don't embrace that, then you're going to get upscale people coming in and replacing the people that are already there. And that's what creates gentrification. And that's what makes these neighborhoods morph into something that becomes very slick, kind of false. You know, everything's new, everything's bright and shiny, everything's very clean. And they don't have much tolerance for the people that were in the neighborhood. Even the arts community is guilty of wanting to be surrounded by cool, hip things that ultimately are going to push them out, but they don't quite understand that correlation. And when that's what you want to be the predominant thing in a neighborhood, then you are going to get pushed out ultimately unless you have a lot of money.
So it sounds like for you, part of making sure that Grand Avenue retains its character and doesn't start looking like other places or doesn't become so trendy that people are pushed out of the area is not limiting the sort of more expensive or high-end projects that would be coming in, but also making sure that you keep services for people who are lower income and businesses that can serve a lower income population so that you maintain a diversity.
Yeah, I think you have to embrace those other projects, the lower income projects. And part of that is saying, yeah, we want affordable housing over here, because I know so many neighborhoods, they hear the word affordable housing, they think it's a dirty word. You know, it's like most of the people I know need affordable housing. A lot of the people in the arts community need affordable housing. So many people in the creative community need affordable housing. Families, seniors, you know, people with disabilities, all those people need affordable housing. So to me, I've always hoped that, well, if we have a few drug treatment centers in the neighborhood, Teen Challenge, you know, Wayward Youth, that maybe they don't want to build their upscale, you know, projects too close to those types of things.
Another thing Beatrice really emphasized is the importance of maintaining historic buildings as a way to build neighborhood character. Some of them are going to be on display actually next month as part of the Grand Avenue Festival.
KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.